All right, welcome back to the Just Means Less ACC podcast with your host, Just Nick. It's just me this week, boys. A lot of guys are out this week. Monty has been sick the last couple of days. Micah was sick yesterday and had to make the trip to Blacksburg for the Virginia Tech East Tennessee State baseball game. He was unavailable. Jake was unavailable. We did not do a live stream this week. We were very busy last week, too. It was just me and Monty, and we had some uploading issues last week. So that's why the podcast was put out on the platforms on Friday. So apologies there. Apologies today. You're just getting Nick. The show must go on, so I'm going to give you all my best takes, recaps, whatever, tell you my top 25, maybe talk a little basketball too, since I have this time to do it. We're at the tournament time, so maybe we'll throw in some basketball, considering my Wolfpack pulled off the miracle. So why don't we go ahead and dive right into it. Crazy weekend of ACC baseball last week. As I'm recording this, it's 10 o'clock on Tuesday, so a lot of the midweek games have concluded. NC State getting a big win against Coastal, Wake Forest getting a win against High Point, and a few others have concluded too. Miami with a big walk-off win, Florida State winning 1-0 against Stetson, Georgia Tech winning, Louisville winning, Virginia Tech, sorry, Micah, run ruled, I believe, East Tennessee tonight. So a lot of games are already in the books. Boston College lost to Northeastern. So a lot of games already in the books, but we're going to recap this past weekend. So we're going to start off with the Pitt-Boston College series. So let me get my notes up. Pitt won game one, Boston College won game two, and Boston College won game three. So Boston College wins 2 out of 3. My biggest takeaway here is not more on the Boston College side, but unfortunately, and I'm kind of curious how the other guys feel about this. I think the Gritsburg train has come to a screeching halt. We were kind of hyped up about them, kind of excited. They were pulling off some pretty good wins before conference play. They opened up with UNC at Chapel Hill, and every single game was close. And I really thought that spoke more to Pitt than it did to UNC. Well, I believe the opposite has happened, considering that UNC lost 2 out of 3 to Miami this weekend, and Pitt lost 2 out of 3 to Boston College, who got swept by NC State last week. I think the Gritsburg train has come to a halt. Now, whether or not they can continue what they were doing in the beginning of the season, I don't know. This conference is very deep. It was a nice start, but to be, I believe it's now 1-5. They've kind of dug themselves a hole. It's going to be hard to come back. Right now, I'm off Pitt. I think the guys might feel the same way. It doesn't say a whole lot for Boston College. They're 2-4 right now. They got 2 wins back after the NC State sweep last weekend, but thought I'd just get this one out of the way. I think these are two bottom tier teams in the ACC at the moment. I hope the Gritsburg story continues. I hope this isn't it, because they've been a really fun team. Like they've already been more exciting than last year. Their players are playing really well. They're hitting the ball. They pitch well. I think they just kind of ran out of gas at the wrong time. So Boston College takes the series 2 out of 3. Moving on, let's go ahead and just rip this Band-Aid off for me. NC State loses to Georgia Tech, let me give Tech fans some credit. Georgia Tech sweeps NC State over the weekend. Game one being 8-5, game two being 8-7, and game three I don't know if this was a run rule. I don't think there are run rules. Maybe there are this year. I don't know. Maybe it's travel restrictions, but I didn't pay too much close attention to the Sunday game. But Georgia Tech annihilates NC State 15-5. I'm going to speak more on the Georgia Tech side right here for a second. Drew Burris, I mean, if you're not on this kid, you got to watch him. He is unreal. I think he is the front runner right now for ACC Player of the Year. He's just hitting bombs after bombs. He's leading the ACC in homers. He's leading the ACC, I think, in hits. Let me pull up. I believe I had some stats here. Let me see. I did have my stats up. This is great podcasting. Great podcasting. I thought I had them. Maybe if I go back. Okay, yes. Here we go. Yeah, Drew Burris has just been killing the ball. Georgia Tech is leading a lot of hitting categories, two walks. Let's see, what else is Georgia Tech leading in? They're also leading an on-base percentage. They're second and third in all other hitting categories. I mean, Georgia Tech is really just hitting the ball very well. I really thought in this series that this would be a struggle for Georgia Tech in the bullpen, but now that I got the Drew Burris stats up. So Drew Burris is leading the ACC in slugging percentage. He's the only one with an over 1,000 slugging. Let's see what else. He's leading the ACC in home runs. He is just doing it all. I mean, I think this guy is front runner for the ACC Player of the Year. He's tied for first with 33 RBIs at the moment. As I'm reading these stats that were updated on Sunday, he's tied with Casey Cook from UNC. I mean, he's just having a hell of a run. So Drew Burris having a hell of a season so far. And as for the NC State Wolfpack, actually, let me add this one more thing to Georgia Tech. I considered them to be a top 25 team. They're right there. They have, you know, a winning ACC record. They look really good. I think Georgia Tech might make some noise. They swept a quality NC State team that was number 13. And speaking of that number 13 team is no longer. I do have a lot of concerns with NC State right now. The pitching, the rotation struggled a lot this week. The bullpen struggled a lot in game two and game three. It has not been looking good for NC State. They did, however, tonight get a big win against Coastal, who now is number 13 in the country. I dropped NC State from my rankings this week, I believe, in our college baseball central poll. State only got 10 votes. So not looking good for the Wolfpack right now, but they did get a big win tonight. I think that will do them well. And they have Duke this weekend. They need to win at least two out of three. Going 0-4 on the week last week was not good for NC State. So moving on. Let's see. Let's move on to the Wake Virginia series. Big news, unfortunate news for the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Losing two stars in a weekend is not good. Not good. They lose their star first baseman, Nick Kurtz. Unfortunately, diving for a ball, hurting his shoulder, and Michael Massey, their Sunday starter, will be out for, I think, maybe a month, dealing with some back issues. We'll see. Unfortunately, I did know about the Michael Massey situation. I knew that he did not travel to Coastal Carolina last week and that he was doing everything he could to pitch this Sunday, but I think he's just not feeling well. He's been dealing with a back issue since the end of last year. So a big blow to the Deacs. They do get a win against High Point, though. So not losing a midweek is huge for them at the moment. They dropped down to 17 in the D1 polls. I personally have them at number 13 in the CBC baseball pulls. So Wake has got to figure it out. I wish that Micah and Grayson were on this because I told Monty this last week, but there's a problem with the bullpen for Wake Forest. They are using up a lot of freshmen, and you can't just rely on freshmen. I'll say it once and I'll say it again. They might be talented, yeah, but they are still freshmen. They have no experience. You knew going into this season that you were going to be out Cole Rowland, you were going to be out Crawford Wade, and you were going to be out Chase Walters. And those guys had to come back. I think Chase came back this weekend, but there's a senior on that staff that was cut before the season started. And I'm just questioning why you cut a senior that has experience, that can locate the ball, that has been in situations before, when you knew that three upperclassmen were going to be gone. That's just my only concern. I mean, I don't understand it. It's really weird. So anyways, Virginia goes on to win. I'm concerned with their bullpen too. I mean, Micah put out a fantastic tweet the other day. Pitching is optional right now in the ACC. I mean, State is giving up runs, Georgia Tech, Virginia, Miami, North Carolina, Wake, Boston College. I mean, there has been yet to be a solid pitching staff that I can just nail down and say, this is the best pitching staff in the ACC. I can tell you the best pitcher, and I think right now that is still Chase Burns, who had a monster game two in this series. But Virginia squeaks out the series win. They win game three, 11-10. Huge for the Wahoos to move on, but Wake's got their hands full. They got to figure it out fast. Virginia, I did move up to, where did I move Virginia? Virginia, I moved up to number seven. So they're 16-4. They're number seven in my polls. Moving on, let's go to Louisville, Virginia Tech. Shout out to the Virginia Tech Hokies. It is tough to win a series on the road when you lose game one. Virginia Tech is for real. I did rank them in my top 25 poll at 21. I believe D1 Baseball had them at 19. They're for real. Their pitching staff is real. Their bats are real. Carson DeMartini is having a hell of a season too. I like Virginia Tech a lot. I put them number two in my power rankings. I may have gotten criticized by that, but I don't care. They're hot. They were not expected to be this good out the gate. Now, granted, they have only played Louisville and Notre Dame, but I mean, the trend continues, and they've been doing this since the beginning of the season. So Virginia Tech, I think, is real. I can't wait to see what else they do. I mean, they are a very dark horse. They're the darkest horse ever. I mean, I think nationally, baseball writers, baseball media is starting to take note of Virginia Tech. Like, they're a real, real squad. I think it's good for the conference that Virginia Tech is back. They look really, really good, man. So watch out for the Hokies. Moving on, let's go to Florida State and Notre Dame. Florida State's back. There's nothing much more I can say. They're the only undefeated team left in college baseball. They are 18-0. I had them number 14 in my college baseball rankings. Now, they have continued to move up for me. Of course, I had them ranked last week. Some might say, why are they so low? Look, as impressed as I am of Florida State and as good as they are right now, they still haven't played anybody. Notre Dame is probably going to finish dead last in the ACC this year. And I'm not going to give you a whole lot of credit, but what I will give you credit is beating Florida in your midweek. That's really why they moved up 4 spots for me in my latest poll. Beating Florida is huge, considering that they are, I believe, number 5 in the country right now. And then going on to sweep an ACC team is still big, but again, it's Notre Dame. They don't have a conference win yet. Link Jarrett has been very impressive. We knew that this was going to be a big season for Florida State. This is kind of where the guys that were freshmen, like Cam Smith, like everybody, James Tibbs III, they all got more experienced. They returned a lot of guys. He's starting to build his own team, and it's really taken off. I expected them to just make the regionals. You know, I expected them to be back in the regionals. And we asked earlier before the season started, before for Florida State and Louisville, the two bottom teams last year, who do you see having the better season this year? And I said Florida State. I just think they have the better coach and they can get the better talent. They were the youngest team in the ACC last year, and now their experience, their depth is really, really showing, and their coaching staff is starting to show as well. So Florida State also number 1 in my power rankings. I mean, they're the only undefeated team left in college baseball. So kudos to the Noles. It's great to have them back in the top 25. Moving on to, let's do probably the best series of the weekend, Duke and Clemson. Clemson takes this series 2 out of 3, but every single game was so close. Duke takes game 1 in Durham 5-2. Clemson takes game 2 8-7. And then in extras, Clemson went on to win 8-6 in the 10th inning. These two teams are clear favorites for the championship right now. They are both very talented. They both can hit. They both can pitch. This was, I think, right now, the series of the year. Just unbelievable, unbelievable performances. I've got Clemson. Where did I rank them this week? Oh, 2. I got Clemson at number 2 in the country, and I got Duke at number 8. I did not drop them too far. I think I only dropped them... I dropped them 4. I had them number 4 last week, but you did lose a series. Teams behind you did win their series against ranked opponents like Vanderbilt, like A&M, Oregon State, Alabama, Virginia. So I had to drop Duke 4 spots, but still so impressive. I mean, these are the top 2 teams in the conference right now. I think it's clear and cut at the moment. I don't think Carolina can say anything. I don't think Miami can say anything. I think Florida State has an argument, but right now, you know, they've only played Notre Dame. I know they're undefeated, but let's see what happens when Florida State plays some real teams, and they could have a serious argument. But right now, hell of a series. Duke, Clemson, these are the top 2 teams in the conference. And moving on to our last series of the weekend, Carolina and Miami, the Canes. I've been high on Miami all year, ever since the season started. I think I was the only one that ranked them in the top 25 to start off. They kind of skidded a little bit, but they are doing it, man. They had some bad losses to start the season, and now they are winning ACC series. They won last week against Virginia. They won 14-1 against Carolina on Friday, won 2-1 against Carolina on Saturday, and then Carolina took game 3 18-6 in 7 innings. So Miami, did I have them ranked last week? I believe I did. I had them back at number 25 after winning against Virginia, winning that series. Now, their record holds them back a lot. And I think a lot of people look at their record and say, how can this be a top 25 team when they're, you know, only 9-6 last week and now they're 11-8? It's still a 3-game margin. They have bad losses, but they have really good wins. Miami's going to be a wild card all year, I believe. I moved them up to 22 this week. They are the This is the first time I moved them up. So I started them off with 25. Then they've been unranked until last week. And now I've moved them up to 22 at 11-8. Their quality of wins have been very good. They won tonight, so that was big. They've been tending to lose a lot of midweek games. They haven't swept a series. I don't think they swept a series at all. Maybe the Long Island series they did. But actually, I believe that was 3 out of 4. But they just have a bad loss, you know, here and there. But they win the series they need to. So I think they have an impressive resume. They're just a wild card team to me right now. So that's the whole recap. I wish it was longer, guys, but I don't really have much. You know, Monty does such a great job with all the stats. I can really dive in deep and look at what all the players did. But I do want to veer off to a couple of things. Quickly, shout out to Micah doing another hot dog review. So if you guys haven't checked that out, go ahead and do that. Thank you to all the new followers on the ACC page, the Just Means Less Twitter page. That's awesome. Thank you guys so much. We've been trying to put out more and more content, and you guys are loving it and eating it up. So that's great. I've been trying to do some basketball. I don't have the best takes in the world. I know one of my tweets from the Just Means Less page, all the mortal locks that I had. Yeah, I thought Pitt was a lock, and they were not, but Pitt deserved to be in. But thank you for interacting with the basketball. I know we don't do basketball a whole lot anymore, but it seems like it's been catching on a little bit, and it's really helped us. So thank you to the ACC fans. You guys are the best. Thank you guys also for interacting with the stats. I mean, I stay up very late doing those things. And I know some things have been inaccurate. I want to apologize. I was thinking about tweeting this out, but I decided not to. I get all my information from the ACC website, and it's just easier for me. I could go onto every single team's stat website and then figure out the top 10. But, you know, ACC does it for me. And that would just double the time. It takes me about 2.5 to 3 hours to do. You know, you guys know I got my own job. I, you know, come home, I make myself dinner. I don't need to go through my personal life, but it is something I do enjoy. And I love everybody interacting with it. I'm tagging players. I'm doing a lot more. So thank you to that. But I do want to apologize. I don't know why. But it's the second week in a row. The ACC website forgets to update NC State. If you kept up with the stats and you're listening to this and you've noticed that NC State, a lot of the hitting categories were NC State at dead last or second to last. And no, that's not because they are missing a midweek game that got canceled. It is because, or maybe it's two games now. I believe it's two games. But anyway, when I looked at the record, they had them at 11-6. And so I just thought that was weird. So when I did the standings, I did, well, they're 12-6. So I did that. Then I started to realize as I'm doing the hitting categories, why NC State is so low is because they just forgot the stats for a game. So that is probably why NC State ranked last in a lot of hitting categories. Considering they, you know, had a pretty good weekend with the bat. I mean, they were scoring 5 or more runs every game. So I thought that was really weird, but I will try my best to get it more accurate. I mean, I just went back on the page. They're still missing it. So if you got any suggestions for me, I'm all ears, a better way to do it. Cause I think the ACC website just forgets, or, you know, last week I had State fans replying to me about them or about Alec Makarevich missing some RBIs, missing some home runs. And I thought that was weird how the ACC website was doing that. So, but I appreciate you guys interacting there. I think that's great. It really helps us. We're trying to get the impressions. We're trying to spread the word. We're trying to promote the players too. Again, our mission when it's baseball season is to grow the game. And that's why we have teamed up with College Baseball Central, why we're doing a live stream, why we're trying to give these players more spotlight. And my stats that go out every Monday or Tuesday night, I hope does that. And I'm glad that everyone's interacting with it. It really helps out our page too. So thank you very much. One more thing, little basketball. I know we're baseball season really, but basketball, it is March. As you guys know, I'm an NC State fan, and the run that that basketball team went on was unreal, unreal. I was checked out on this season after NC State lost to Florida State a few weeks ago, and then they had that gauntlet of a schedule towards the end of the year with Carolina, Duke, and Pitt, all, you know, tournament hopeful teams. I mean, Carolina and Duke are locks, but, you know, Pitt, hopeful tournament bound, and they should have been, but they were not this year, unfortunately. I was checked out. A lot of NC State fans were checked out. A lot of us were honestly, hoping that they would lose the first game, and it looked like they were going to lose the first game to the worst team in the conference. But something sparked. I don't know what it was. Who would have thought? Down 12 in the first game against Louisville, and they won five games in 5 days. They beat Syracuse. They knocked off Duke. Sorry, Micah, but they beat Virginia in overtime, and they beat Carolina. It was so satisfying. I was so happy for NC State basketball. Keats deserves it. I mean, I think if you ask any State fan, would you keep Keats for two more years if it meant an ACC title this year? I mean, I think everybody would say yes. It's been since 1987. Survive in advance, that's our thing. And they're not done yet. They got Texas Tech on Thursday. I can't wait. I mean, it's been a hell of a ride for NC State basketball. I'm not ever going to forget this. I think this fan base deserves it. I haven't been part of this fan base too long. I transferred into NC State out of community college in 2018. And in the 6 or 7 years I've been a fan and an alumni, I felt a world of pain with, you know, missed field goals and the baseball team being kicked out of the College World Series, which was bowl. Our football team getting screwed over by UCLA in the Holiday Bowl, trying to get our 10th win. Our women's basketball team being unfairly placed in Connecticut when they were the one seed and had to play UConn in the Elite Eight. I mean, it just went on and on and on. And I felt a ton of, you know, heartache and everything. But to those fans that have been lifers, that are older than me, that, you know, have been through it all, it felt good, man. It felt really, really good. So shout out to the NC State Wolfpack. I'm so happy that they won. It was a hell of a ride, and it's not done yet. I think we can make another run here. It just feels good. Feels good to get it off your shoulders. We're ACC champs. And it's very good for the conference. The fact that a blue blood came back and won the ACC tournament, that's 11 ACC titles for NC State, is huge. I think that's the best thing that could have happened in this conference. The value of this conference is awesome. So it is March, so good luck to the other ACC teams. Virginia has tipped off already against Colorado State in their play-in game, so I will be tweeting away later on tonight and throughout March Madness. Don't worry, I don't forget about basketball. I know Micah doesn't really want to talk about it a whole much, and I get that. Our basketball following isn't as big, but lately it has been awesome, so thank you guys. And we'll be back next week. I'll be in attendance for Louisville and Wake Forest, maybe two games this week. Micah, I think, will be at Pitt, so check those out. All right, guys. Just means less. Thank you.